Okay, the structure of this story, the plot and the trap that they had set for him, Jesus' question about and request for a denarius, the statement about the character of the denarius and whose head and title it is, and finally, Jesus' concluding response. Four episodes. If you think of the story in that episodic structure, it will be easier to remember. The first episode is an episode of political baiting in which they praise him as a setup for the question which could not be answered in any way that would not do him political damage. If Jesus answered, "It's lawful to pay the taxes," he alienated the vast majority of people who were opposed to paying the taxes and who hated the emperor. If he said, "Don't pay the taxes," he would have been charged with sedition and would have been allied himself with the zealots and those who were advocating not paying the taxes and revolting against Rome. The argument that lay in back of this was, on the one hand, that everything was due to God. All things are due to God. That's what the zealots steadily said. The other was a kind of separation of church and state, as this story has often been interpreted, that taxes were due to the emperor and ultimate loyalty was due to God. The question is, what does ultimate loyalty mean? And what is due to God? Well, there were different opinions about that. Jesus' response then to this question, when he asks for the coin, and they then say that this coin is the emperor's, "Give to the emperor that which is the emperor's," namely the coin, "and to God the things that are God's." Does that include the coin or not? Some said yes, some said no. It was still so that Jesus' response meant that they had to answer what is due to God. And that's why they were amazed at him. They were amazed that he had avoided this trap and had instead put the question right back where it belonged, namely that each one of them had to answer it for themselves. So the logic of the story is then, what is due to God? And the answer that Jesus gives requires each listener to answer it for themselves. A part of this story is then that Jesus escapes the trap, and it is a sign of his wisdom and of his ability to think on his feet, to carry authority, and to require people to think for themselves. The other dimension of it is that in its context, it is a story about Jesus' power, about his intellectual power, and his ability to handle politically difficult things. It has the same dynamics as what happens now in the midst of the political campaign, when reporters and various people are always trying to catch the candidates in a mistake, in some miscalculation in relation to a statement that they make. Same dynamics that were going on then are going on now. Jesus is presented in this story as a great campaigner. And Jesus' campaign is for the extension of the government of God in the world.